I'm talking to Tasmanian harness racing trainer driver James Rattray. James, talking about Bowtie's win at Menangle last night. You must have been pretty impressed. It was a strong field, and the work he did early, just a terrific result.
Yeah, it was a strong field for all field, and his first run from the since the Inter, just having one trial, he felt great, and it was a great performance.
When you sort of just asked him to click up, probably about 200 out, he's just got that turn of foot, and that's obviously what sets him apart from the rest.
He's a great racehorse. When you ask him to go, he swells up, and he really knows where the line is.
Was his time pleasing for you?
Yeah, for sure. To run that time early, 25.8 first quarter,
yeah,
to finish off like he did, I wouldn't have said the track was fast. It wasn't a hot night or anything. It was a really good effort.
Yeah. What was his mile rate in the end?
1:50.7.
Yeah, that's pretty handy. All right. Now, he goes to the Leinster-Smith mile at the end of the month?
Yeah, Leinster-Smith mile on the 26th.
Yep, 2 weeks' time. Worked out perfect, that race. Who were you likely to meet in the Leinster-Smith?
I'm not too sure. There's a few good free-for-all horses around up here in Sydney, and there's a few going good in Melbourne. I'm not too sure, really.
Are you bothered about them?
There's some good free-for-all horses around, but he's right on top of his game right now, and he seems to have come out of it well, so... I think he'll go good.
After the Leinster-Smith mile, what do you do with him?
Not too sure. We'll just figure it out after the race. There's a few options. He's got the Queensland Winter Carnival, or he can have a break and get ready for the Inter, or considering the New Zealand Cup as well.
Right at the moment, if you had to make a decision right at the moment, what would you do?
Yeah, he'd probably go to Queensland for the Winter Carnival.
All right, mate. Well, look, well done for Saturday night, and let's hope that everything goes as well in the Leinster-Smith mile, and right at the minute, they're going to have to be pretty good to beat him and stop him from winning back-to-back Leinster-Smith miles. Well done for last night, mate.
Thanks very much, Pete.